All right, there's the Rambam, just some divrei drush on Hanukkah. The Rambam mentions in the beginning of Hilchot Hanukkah that when the Yevanim came to the Beis HaMikdash, so the way he describes it is, he says, V'lo enichu otam lasok b'torah mitzvot, they tried to obliterate the Torah and mitzvot, u'pashtu yadam m'monam v'otehem, they plundered their Jewish money and their women, v'nechnesu l'heichal, they entered the Beit HaMikdash, u'partu bo pratzot, they made breaches in the Beis HaMikdash, b'timu hatarot, they made that which was tameh, with tahor, they made tameh, b'tzar lehem yisrael mo'od mipnehem. So I want to talk about what does it mean that they partu bo pratzot. So there's a piece of Torah from Rabbi Yosef Nussbacher, who's a Ram in Yeshiva Shalvim, where I know Zachary Goldberg is heading off there soon, and this is a piece of Torah, but he wrote this almost 20 years ago, and I'll add it, I'll be mitzarif this, I hope, to a little piece from the Or Gedaliah from Rabbi Gedaliah Shor. So again, so it says, partu bo pratzot, and also in Mount Sur, there's one of the stanzas in Mal Sur, Yivanim, which is a song, Yivanim Nikbitsu Alai, Azai Bibei Chashmanim, Ufartu Chomot Migdalai. They breach the walls means the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the significance of that? Now, the Gemara, there's a Mishnah Masechet Midot that says that there was a Soreg, there was a partition on the Har HaBayit, before the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, there was like a belt that went around the Beis HaMikdash, and it would, the Soreg was a partition, it was 10 tefachim high, and it was lattice work, and that the Yevanim made 13 breaches in the Soreg, and then after the Chashmonim took over, they repaired those breaches, and they were talking 13 Hishtach HaVayot, that people should bow down 13 times, every time you pass one of those openings, you'll bow down with Hodah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the significance? From the way the Rambam is saying it, it sounds like this is part of their agenda. In other words, it's not just that they made pratzot like Stam, it's like, this is the agenda. We want to destroy the religion. We want to do this, we want to do that, and we want to make pratzot, and we want to be mitami that which is tahor. So what's the significance of all the pratzot? So Rav Nussbacher quotes from the Tosfos Yantiv, and the Tosfos Yantiv mentions two ideas. He says, first he quotes from the Rush that the Yevanim wanted to turn Har HaBayit from Rishud HaYachid into Rishud HaRabim. In other words, we know that there are different types of domains. So the Rishud HaYachid is a private domain, Rishud HaRabim is a public thoroughfare. So if it's surrounded by a partition of 10 tefachim, so it has a din as a Rishud HaYachid. They wanted to turn it into Rishud HaRabim. And then he says, that the Tosfos Yantiv says also, that the Soreg symbolizes the separation between Jews and non-Jews. So, in other words, the non-Jews are not allowed past this point. In other words, they can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash. Dr. Shiffin's not here tonight, but I think that they found like this many years ago, this sign in Greek, you know, from that area where it says only up till here are non-Jews allowed to go. In other words, but they were only allowed to go there. So anyway, so Rav Nussbacher once said the Soreg symbolizes the Jewish idea of uniqueness, and we're separated from the secular world. In other words, this is your world, this is our world. Here's our world, the Beis HaMikdash. We have our own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't have that relationship. Like the Goyim, like the Yevanim, everybody's the same, and everybody, they're polytheistic, and everybody should be all frumish together. And the Soreg is saying, no, it's not that way. You're on the outside, we're on the inside. And even if you can offer a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, you can't enter the Beis HaMikdash. This is our place. It's a makom tara, and they did not like that. They objected to it. And I'll mention, I'll also be mitzarif this a little bit to, this is from the Or Gedaliah, from Rav Gedaliah Shor. He mentions that the 13 Hishtach HaVayot are k'neged yudgimel mido rachamim. There are 13 attributes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has. You know, Hashem Hashem kil racham achan and erech apayim. So there's an obligation on every Jew to, you know, like a learner, like quotes from the Rav, like in Latin, you say imitatio dii, that you have to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says, Abashul Omer Van Vehu Ave Domelo, Mahu Racham Uchanon, Afata Racham Uchanon. Just like Hashem is merciful, you should imitate that and be merciful as well. And all the midot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi says, Lashon Van Vehu is Ani Vahu, meaning I and he. In other words, like we should be like in lockstep with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a special Kedusha in the Nefesh Yisrael that we are, you know, enjoined to be medabek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yevanim weren't mode on that. They said, no, you know, we have all many gods, we have this, we have that, the other thing. So the Chachamim, when they were sealed off the Soreg, they said, 13 Hishtach Havayot. In other words, that we, our goal, we have a different platform than you, Yevanim. Our platform is to be Medamet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Soreg also is a lattice work. So like lattice work, in other words, it means some things can come in, some things can't come in. That's the way the lattice work works. In other words, you have some holes, but some things are solid. So the idea is that, you know, we want to fill our homes with Torah. Like, in other words, like our home is like a mikdash ma'at. Our home is a makom of kedusha, and the menorah represents Torah. So we put the menorah at the entranceway of our homes to shine the light and say, like, you know, we're filling the world with Torah mitzvot, but the Musar Haskel is not everything that's out there should come into the house. You know, today it's like a different world. It's even different than when I was younger. Now with a click of the mouse, you know, so many things can come into the house, and it's not appropriate that they come in there. So that's what the menorah represents, that the light of Torah and mitzvot, you know, should be in our homes and should shine forth from the world. But in terms of the outside world, we have a soreg, we have that partition, and some things from the outside world we could take in, and some things not. And that's what the soreg is. And we have to keep the soreg up so strong. Now, the idea of the light of the menorah, you know, I'm adding on a little bit more. This is a little piece from Rav Simon, like he quotes from the HaMikdavar. I mentioned this last week. There are two kelim in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash that represent Torah. The Aron represents Torah, and the menorah represents Torah. So the Aron, the Netziv mentions, the Aron is the Torah Shebichtav. You have the Luchot and the Aron. And the menorah represents Torah Sheba'al Peh. So here on Hanukkah, this is the Yantiv of Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's the first Yantiv that's not written in any Pesukim in the Torah. It's the Yantiv of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Time we want to increase our Torah. And what better way to increase Torah than, you got it, Daf Yomi. So if people want to come this week and be a Shutaf, the 13th Machzor is concluding. So if you're not joining this week, that's gone. It's history. It's in the air.
No soreg. There will be no soreg.
Well, I hope you have a soreg where it should be a soreg, but but from anybody here, there's no soreg for the Daf Yomi. And then if you want to join the new Machzor of Daf Yomi, we'd love it. I really recommend, if you do join Daf Yomi, some people, their attitude is they come 15 minutes late, leave 10 minutes early, you say, I tried Daf Yomi, it doesn't work, I didn't understand anything. If you want to try Daf Yomi, try it for 30 days, come to each year, then that's trying Daf Yomi. If you come every day for 30 days, that's a trial. Coming in late and leaving early, and you don't know what the thing is talking about, that's not a trial. Anyway, but I hope everybody keeps the Sorek up in their homes, and the light of Torah should burn brightly. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts?